Going back to the book of Ephesians for our study, had a reading a few moments ago from Ephesians 5, verse 1 through 7, as we did this morning. I want to pick up in the context of that again and read Ephesians 5, verse 8 through verse 14. Ephesians 5 and in verse 8, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." These words, of course, are written to Christians, Christians who make up the church in Ephesus. Paul had said in Ephesians 1 and in verse 1, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus." In chapter 1 of Ephesians and in verse 4, he says that these to whom he's writing had been chosen by God from the foundation of the world, and that they should be holy and without blame before him in love. In verse 6 of Ephesians 1, he said it was by the praise of the glory of God's grace by which he had made us accepted, that is, which he had made the saints in Ephesus accepted or approved in the beloved, that is, in Christ Jesus. In verse 7 of Ephesians 1, it was in him, that is, in Christ, in the beloved, in which they have redemption, that is, liberation, freedom from sin through the blood of Jesus Christ, yes, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of God's grace. So as Christians, our text says they were light. This morning you were once darkness, but now you are light. Where? In the Lord, in your association, in your fellowship, and in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you are now characterized as light. Thus, participate in the character which is light. Walk, behave, conduct yourself. Live as children of light. What is light? Well, we know, literally, what light is. It's the absence of darkness. That's what light is. But Paul gives it a specific definition, you might say, in our context. He says in Ephesians 5 and in verse 13, "But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light." Whatever makes manifest, whatever makes known, whatever makes something conspicuous, whatever reveals something, that's what light is. Light is an illuminator that makes something conspicuous. It makes something known. It makes something manifest. That's why God is said to be light. 1 John 1 and in verse 5, "This is the message which we heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." The very character of God is light. He illuminates. He makes known. He reveals. He discloses. And so does Jesus Christ. John 8 and in verse 12, Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." The light that produces life. I am the light of the world. He is the great illuminator, like God the Father. He illuminates. He makes known. He makes manifest. He reveals. He discloses. He makes something conspicuous. But Christians also are referred to as lights or illuminators, the gospel first of all. 2 Corinthians 4 and in verse 3, and we noted this passage this morning. "But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose man's the god of this age is blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them." The gospel is light. The gospel reveals. The gospel makes known. The gospel makes manifest. "For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus Lord, and ourselves your bondservants, for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So the gospel is light. And that might be what is actually referred to here in Ephesians 5 and in verse 3 when it says, but all things or everything that are exposed are made manifest, made known by the light. That is, the gospel reveals people in their true condition, in their true character. For whatever makes manifest is light. 1 Peter 2 and in verse 9, Peter said, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. How does God call? 2 Thessalonians 2 and in verse 14, he calls by the gospel. So they're called out of darkness by the gospel, called unto God's marvelous light. In 2 Peter 1 and verse 9, the word of the prophets, the prophetic word, Peter says, and so we have a prophetic word confirmed, which you will do well to heed, as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. So the gospel is light, like the word of the prophets was a light shining in darkness. But Christians, as I said earlier, are lights. Christians are illuminators as well, as our text indicates. Now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. As God is an illuminator, we are illuminators. As Christ is an illuminator, we are illuminators. As the gospel is illuminators, we are illuminators. But we're only illuminators in the sense that we reflect the light from God, the Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, through the Word that has been given to us. That's how we illuminate. That's how our light is shown, by the Word of God that is being reflected in our life. The Word that came from God the Father through Christ the Son to us. And so we're illuminators in that sense. So Christians are lights only as God and Christ are simply reflected in them by their conduct and by their behavior, by their manner of life. But that still makes us light or a source of illumination. As light, then, what are we to do? Well, we're to let our light shine, aren't we? You are the lights of the world. Christians, you are the lights of the world. As Ephesians 5 and verse 8, now you are light. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. We're illuminators. And so as light, as an illuminator, what are we to do? Let our light shine. Matthew 5 and in verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. What does light do? Light illuminates. Light makes manifest. Light makes known. Light reveals. Light discloses. Light makes something conspicuous. Are we that kind of light? Let your light so shine. You are a light. What kind of light are you? What kind of lights are we? As light, what are we to do? We're to let our light shine. Now, it might be hard to think of ourselves as light, as it was perhaps hard to think of ourselves as darkness this morning, but nonetheless, we're likened to lights in the sense that we illuminate and make known, disclose, reveal. And so we're to let our light shine. Philippians 2 and in verse 15, Paul said that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without faults in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world. The word translated lights here is the luminaries of heaven. So you shine as lights in the world, like the stars and the moon up above, the sun in the sky. You shine as lights. You're illuminators. And so we should let our light shine. We're not to put it under a basket, Matthew 5 and verse 15, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket. One doesn't light a light. He doesn't produce a light. He doesn't turn a light on and then cover it up, hide it. That's not the purpose of a light. A purpose of turning a light on, the purpose of lighting a lamp, is for it to be used to make something manifest, to make disclose something, make something known. So we're to let our light shine. Let's not hide it. We're not to put it under a bed even. Mark 4 in verse 21. Is a lamp bought to be put under a basket or under a bed? Is it not to be set on a lampstand? Of course, this carries the idea of one being in a house or in a dark room and lighting a lamp and then sticking it under the bed to hide the light. But we're not to do that. Our light is not to be hidden. We're to let our light shine. People are to be able to see our light. We're like, you might say, the great lighthouse on the shore. They're able to see our light. And perhaps they can direct their life by the light that they see. Perhaps we'll keep them from destroying or ruining their soul because of the behavior and the conduct they see us exhibiting. Let our light shine. Don't hide it. Don't put it under a basket, under a bed. Don't put it in a secret place where it cannot be seen. Luke 11 in verse 33, no one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place. What's a secret place? A secret place is some place where you hide something. You don't hide your light. That's the point. We're to put a light on a lampstand. Is that not what we're to do? Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men. A lamp or a light is to be displayed to where it can give light. It is to be put before men. That is, in the presence of men, your light is to shine. We're to put our light then where people can see it, where it can disclose, where it can make known, where it can make manifest. As light, how does our light shine? How does our light shine? Well, the very beginning of our light shining as lights begins with faith. That's where it begins with. Jesus said in John 12 and verse 36, while you have the light, note this, believe in the light. Remember John 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. So while you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of light. So how does our light shine? First of all, it begins with faith. That's where it begins. Faith in Jesus Christ as a Son of God. That, so that, in order that, we might become sons of light. Again, Ephesians 5 and verse 8, you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Because you're light in the Lord, now you're children of light. You were once darkness, but now you are light. So our light shines how? By our conduct, by our behavior, by the way we live. Walk as children of light. He's not talking about taking a step with a foot, with a leg. He's talking about our conduct, our behavior. That's how our light is seen. Don't hide your light. Walk as children of light. Behave yourself, conduct yourself. Live as though you are light. And our light shines in and by our good works that people see us engage in. Matthew 5 and verse 16, let your light so shine before men that, in order that, or so that they may see your good works. Good works, works are deeds, acts, behavior, things that people do. They're called good agathos because they are beneficial, not only to us but to others. They're virtuous and upright and acceptable in the sight of God. Good works. Our light shines in the fruits of goodness, righteousness, and truth. In Ephesians 5 and in verse 8, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." Now you might be reading from some other version. Instead of the word Spirit, it has the word light. Some Greek texts have Spirit, some Greek texts have light. The word Spirit perhaps should be light, because light fits the context. Spirit doesn't fit the context, but light does fit the context. And that's where it's translated in most of the newer versions. English Standard Version, American Standard Version, New American Standard Bible, Christian Standard Bible, New International Version. Instead of the word Spirit, they have the word light. So, "For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true." Of course, in goodness and righteousness and truth. Fruit, what is fruit? Does light produce fruit? Do you know of any fruit that is any fruit that can be produced without light? I know of none. What vegetable could even be produced without light? I know none. Doesn't mean there's not any. But light produces fruit. Light produces result. And the fruit of light is goodness, righteousness, and truth. Goodness, the root word again is agathos, that which is beneficial, upright, virtuous. So, walk as children of light. When he says walk, behave, conduct yourself, and live as children of light, then he explains what he means by that, for he says, for, there's that little word, gar, gives a reason for walk as children of light. For the fruit, or the result of the light, is in all goodness, uprightness, virtue, righteousness. Doing that which is right before God. Keeping the commandments and ordinances of God. And truth. That is, it's in harmony with truth. The truth of God's will. So our light shines in these fruits. Our actions, deeds, and behavior are seen in these fruits of goodness, righteousness, and truth. Our light shine when we love our brethren, 1 John 2 and in verse 8. "Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness. He's in sin and walks in darkness, lives in sin and does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded his eyes." So our light shines when we love our brethren. Our love for brethren can be seen, can be demonstrated in our acts and our activity toward one another. And when people see that, our light is shining. So to what degree is our light to shine, though? If our light is to shine, to what degree is it to shine? Well, it's not to shine like some smelly, flickering candle that seems as though it's so smoked up and the wick is so burned that it's about to go out. You know, we produce better candles now than we once did, out of different materials, and have almost every known fragrance to man almost when you go to buy a candle, a scented candle. But sometimes, remember, in the old days, it seemed like you'd light a candle and it smoked the house up. It produced so much smoke from it. And the smell wasn't all that great. It was just a smelly, flickering candle that barely gave any light at all. That's not the kind of light that we're to produce, nor the kind of smell that we're to produce. 2 Corinthians 2 and in verse 15, "For we are to God the fragrance of Christ." The word translated fragrance here means sweet fragrance of Christ. As Christ was a sacrifice for our sins, he was a sweet smelling savor to God. That's the way we ought to be. Not a smelly, flickering candle that's about to go out. To what degree is our light to shine? Well, Christians are not to shine like a smoking kerosene light, which is always in need of cleaning. Don't know how many of you have ever used a kerosene lamp or not. And we still produce kerosene, and people still use kerosene lamps. And they've gotten better through the years, but if you remember in the old days, the old kerosene lamp, the chimney on it would get so smoked up that it produced very little light and would always be in need of cleaning. Well, Christians are not to shine like a smoking kerosene light. We're to always be clean. Galatians 6 and in verse 1, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourselves, lest you also be tempted. Is your light shining like a smoked up kerosene lamp? I might be speaking of something some of you don't know anything about, but surely you do. It might amaze you that we don't use many kerosene lamps in the United States, not as many as we used to. We still use them. People still camp with them. People still use them in their homes. But in the third world countries around the world, they burn more kerosene in their kerosene lamps than we burn jet fuel in the United States. That's how much people are still using kerosene lamps. And sometimes people's lights are like smoked up kerosene lamps. But as Christians, our light should not shine like that. To what degree is our light to shine? Well, Christians are not to shine like a mechanically powered flashlight either, which is always in need of being cranked up in order to produce energy in order to shine. Perhaps some of you have a hand-cranked flashlight. In case of emergency, you pull the flashlight out. If you don't have a source of energy, you can turn the crank on it, and it generates its own energy and produces its light. But some Christians' light is like that. Always in need of being cranked up in order to have energy to illuminate, in order to have energy to shine. But Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always. Your light should always be shining, abounding in the work of the Lord. Christians need to shine. They need to shine so they can be seen. Again, Matthew 5 and in verse 15, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Everyone needs to be able to see your light. Well, what will hide our light? We were told earlier in the scripture not to put it under a basket, not to put it under a bed, not to put it in a secret place, but to put it on a lampstand where it can be seen so it will give light to all. So what will hide our light? Well, such things as we just mentioned, having a light that flickers and is about ready to go out like a smelly flickering candle. That will hide our light. People can't hardly see it. Doesn't give off a very good odor. Or having a light, like a smoked up kerosene light, gives very little light at all. What will hide our light? Well, such things as were mentioned in our reading tonight in Ephesians chapter 5. And in verse 3 and following. Ephesians 5 and verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. What's the context? The context is you were once darkness. You're not to be engaging in these works of darkness any longer. These are sins. You are now light. If you want to hide your light, engage in such conduct, engage in such behavior. But again, Ephesians 5 and verse 8, walk as children of light. In 1 John 2 and in verse 9, 1 John 2 and in verse 9, hate will hide your light. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness till now. You don't love your brother as you should, you're hiding your light. You're not illuminating. You're not making known. You're not disclosing. You're not revealing as you should God in your life, Christ in your life, the Word of God in your life by your conduct, behavior, and actions. What will hide our light? Well, the wrong way of living will hide our light as well. Walk as children of light. Live as children of light. You are light. Live as though you are a light. Let Christ be reflected in your life. Let God be reflected in your life. Reflect the teaching of the gospel in your life. Illuminate pathways for people to walk on, that is, by which they might live and walk. What will hide our light? Going to sleep will hide our light. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 4, Paul said, but you, brethren, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. When one sleeps, he is in a state or a condition of engaging in sin and becoming spiritually dead. In Ephesians 5 and in verse 14, therefore he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. This is in connection with verse 13, all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, who says? God says, or Christ says. Perhaps Christ said it. Never was recorded except here, but we're not told who said this. Some suppose that this statement that is made here in verse 14 was actually a hymn during this particular period of time, something that was sung in the assemblies. We have no indication of that being the case, but it was possible. It's not actually found as well in the Old Testament scriptures, word by word, but the idea is expressed in different places in the Old Testament scriptures. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. And he's speaking to Christians here. Awake you who sleep. Were they asleep? They were asleep spiritually. Here we have Christians in Ephesus who were asleep spiritually, because evidently some in Ephesus, in the church at Ephesus, were engaging in works of darkness. He reminds them, you were once darkness, but now you're children of light. Walk as children of light. Why is he reminding them of that? Because some of them's reverted back to walking in darkness. Some of them's reverted back to the sins that we read about a few moments ago in chapter 5 and verse 3 through 5. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, spiritual death, and Christ will give you light. Literally, the phrase give you light means that Christ will shine upon you. You'll be blessed by Christ. When you wake out of spiritual sleep, spiritual slumber, because you're not living as a child of light, but as a child of darkness again. So that will hide our light. Going to sleep spiritually will hide our light. Succumbing and giving in to temptation and sin will hide our light. What will hide our light again? Well, a failure to work will hide our light. Again, Matthew 5 and in verse 16, let your light so shine before men, in the presence of men, that in order that they may see your good works. A failure to work, a failure to engage in that which is good, decent, upright, virtuous, beneficial for yourself and for others spiritually, it is hiding your light. We must engage in good works. If not, we will hide our light. So I ask you this evening, are you a light? If not, why not obey the gospel and become a light? Become an illuminator. Become one who takes upon the characteristic of his Father. God is light, 1 John 1 and verse 5. If God is light and you're a child of God, then your character should be light. You should be an illuminator like God. You should reflect his character in your life. You should reflect the character of Jesus Christ in your life. You should reflect the teaching of the gospel of Christ in your life. You are that kind of illuminator. So obey the gospel and become a light this night. Paul said in Romans 6 and verse 17, God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. Slaves of righteousness, slaves of right doing. One who seeks to do the commandments and ordinances of God and keep them. So what kind of light are you this evening? Are you the kind of light that is being hid? Are you the kind of light that is being displayed? Do you reflect Jesus Christ in your life? If you're here this evening and you're not a Christian, you need to become one. If you are a Christian and you have sin in your life, remember, by having sin in your life, being unrepented of, you're hiding your light. You're not letting your light be seen. You're not influencing others for the good. If you have sin in your life, confess that sin, repent of it. And we'll pray with you and for you as we stand and sing the song that has been selected.